This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The Senate is not getting any closer to confirming President Bush's choice as United Nations ambassador. The president wants John Bolton for that job. Democrats and at least one Republican want to stop Bolton because of concerns about his views and his behavior. Last night, lawmakers fell short of forcing a vote on Bolton's nomination, and that leaves the White House considering its next moves. We'll start our coverage with NPR's David Wellner.
For President Bush, last night's vote blocking Bolton showed just how determined Senate Democrats are to use filibusters when they see fit. Senate Republican Majority Leader Bill Frist tried to portray a vote he knew would go against him as dangerous obstructionism.
And the plain simple truth is that some on the other side of the aisle are obstructing a highly qualified nominee. And I believe by not allowing him to assume this position yet are doing harm to our country.
But the vote went worse for Frist than the first time he tried breaking the filibuster. This time, Ohio Republican George Voinovich joined all but three Democrats in opposing a vote on Bolton. The final tally was 54 for cloture, 38 against. Delaware's Joseph Biden, the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, said the vote was really about the Bush administration's refusal to hand over documents Senate Democrats insist are relevant to Bolton's nomination.
We will agree to vote up and down on the Bolton nomination as soon as the administration provides the information requested by the committee, which we, again, I emphasize, have a right to obtain.
Some of those documents relate to Bolton's role in drafting a speech on Syria 2 years ago. Biden said White House Chief of Staff Andrew Card met with him yesterday and indicated the Syria issue could be resolved. But Biden said that wasn't enough. He also wanted to check the names of 19 Americans that appeared in intelligence intercepts reviewed by Bolton, information the White House has refused to supply. But White House spokesman Scott McClellan questioned the Senate Democrats' motives yesterday.
I think it's become very clear that the Democratic leadership is not interested in more information. All they're interested in is simply blocking his nomination and obstructing progress on reform at the United Nations, because John Bolton is the one who will be leading our efforts to move forward on reform at the United Nations.
Such certainty that Bolton will be UN ambassador has raised expectations that President Bush will skirt the Senate by giving Bolton a recess appointment early next month that would last until late next year. Connecticut Democrat Christopher Dodd urged Mr. Bush to refrain from doing so.
I think it's a bad message. I think the administration hurts itself by doing that. I'm sure there are those who are going to advocate that particular view at this point. But I think it sends a weakened individual, someone who could not be confirmed by the United States Senate.
Republicans also have qualms about a recess appointment. Pat Roberts of Kansas spoke after the vote last night.
We tried our best and we failed, and I hope that people will take a little longer look at our national interests and say that let's don't go down the road to a recess appointment.
Republicans still hold out hope for a breakthrough that would allow an up or down vote on Bolton. Democrats, though, prefer that Mr. Bush withdraw the nominee and submit a candidate they'd see as more suitable. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
You can find out more about the documents the Democrats are seeking regarding John Bolton by going to our website, npr.org.